following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. Listen, I'm a busy guy. I've got personal stuff, professional commitments. It keeps me busy every day. After my radio show, I get calls to advertisers, affiliates. I go on radio shows. Then I prepare for my TV show. Then I'm on the way home calling and talking to more people. I don't have time to be hanging out at the post office behind Gert. That's why I use Stamps.com. You buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No more driving to the post office, fighting for a parking space, waiting in line. You don't have to. Get postage for any letter or package the instant you need it from your desk. I highly recommend Stamps.com. So convenient. Right now, special offer, enter the name Colin. No risk trial, plus a $110 bonus offer includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Limited time only. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Click on the radio mic. Upper right side of the homepage. Type in Colin. Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
11. 11 o'clock. Time to get up.
Unbelievable.
It is 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Doug and Danny Show. With sports director Doug Duda.
There's a ray of sunshine in a gloomy, cloudy day.
What?
What's your name?
7:30. Nails. 8. Nails. It doesn't matter. And Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
If a monkey flies out of my butt in any minute, too.
Oh, that's right. It's a freaking Super Bowl. Oh, I can't believe it ended like that.
Doug and Daddy bring you some of the best interviews in Central Nebraska. Here is one of the happy interviewees.
I'm very honored to be on with two such esteemed journalists. This is a treat for me. I do appreciate the chance to talk to a lot of my good friends in the Tri-Cities area, notwithstanding the two of you who are jerks.
Let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And a good Monday morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, a week away from Halloween. Things already starting to get strange. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And we'd love to hear from you on the Net Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you got a few dings from summer weather or just a few dings that you created on your own, they can take care of you at the Net Popper. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up, Aaron Babcock from Huskers Illustrated is going to help us discuss Saturday's game, what it means, where we're at, did we learn anything, and Craig Schnitzler, head football coach at Kennesaw, ranked as high as number one in Class D1, top seed as the high school football playoffs begin. We're going to try and get some coaches on as the week progresses. We stay busy. It was not good second halves for our teams this week. UNK got off to a fast start, not much in the second half. Hastings College was tied with the number six team in the country at halftime and had 5 yards in the third quarter. Not a good second half. Nebraska was up 34-0 and probably could have been more. They had two chip shot field goals there from Maher instead of getting it into the end zone, and then really took the foot off the gas. Actually were outscored by Minnesota 14-7 in the second half, which should have been 7-7. I don't know what that call was when ABC went to commercial, and all of a sudden we come back and Minnesota still has the ball after an incomplete fourth down pass, which they end up scoring on. One thing I do know is that I don't have to worry about people yelling Breon Carnes at me anymore.
Very, very good point. And there's somebody that never once doubted Taylor Martinez at all is our next
never
guest.
Never yells.
Never yells either. Aaron Babcock from Huskers Illustrated. Aaron, how are you this morning?
Great. How are you guys doing?
The last time Aaron yelled, he said, "Buck, I'll get you the stats when I get done, all right?" That was the last time Aaron Babcock raised his voice to anybody. I guess the key question here, Babs, is, did we learn anything Saturday? The team didn't fall apart. Bo says, you know, it was a business-like deal. He had that look on his face the whole game, like, what time do we get out of here? I didn't think there was anything too special. What did you think was special Saturday?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it was business-like is a very good way to describe that. In fact, that's what I used to describe it in the magazine this week. And, you know, basically, you know, you've got some people out there that wanted to see more or wanted to see a bigger margin of victory. And in my opinion, you got exactly what you wanted out of this. You got the easy win. You got a chance to work on a few things. You saw some things that you still want to clean up. And most importantly, you got out of there without any injuries. And you got a ton of guys that were able to play. So, you know, really, exactly what I was hoping to see out of Nebraska this weekend. And just got done watching the film a little bit ago, and again, really didn't see anything special. Probably the biggest concern that I saw was just maybe too many dropped passes. You know, I thought, I think Taylor finished 13 of 22, but there was at least three other passes out there that should have been caught. And I think that's something Nebraska cannot get away with against Michigan State. They're going to have to cash in on every opportunity. And then, you know, maybe one or two bad reads from Taylor where he missed an open guy, that was running loose. Ben Cotton was running wide open on one play. So, so those are some things that while we've seen them this year, maybe not so much the drop passes, those are things that you got to get cleaned up for Saturday.
Aaron, your initial reaction when you found out Nebraska was a 5-point favorite over the Spartans?
I was surprised. I actually thought Nebraska would be favored in that game by maybe 2.5, 3.5, somewhere in that range. But yeah, I thought 5.5 was a pretty big line. And from what I've heard, it's a lot of other people thought that way too. Because from what I've heard, it's already come down a little bit. But I think it'll be about a 3-point game one way or the other. I know that there's a lot of people that feel like, Michigan State's going to come in and have their way with Nebraska, but I don't really see that.
Aaron, I guess playmakers on Saturday, Kenny Bell with the big run, getting back to the Minnesota game, because I guess, you got to mention when we had playmakers, that was the big deal. You got to get the ball into that guy's hands. He's something. Well, he showed it on the reverse that he was something. How he stayed in bounds was pretty incredible in itself. But people making plays, you mentioned the drop passes, but some of those young guys, you mentioned young players getting to the game and getting to see a lot of action. He was one that stood out immediately.
Yeah, I think Nebraska is doing a nice job of trying to get the ball in the playmakers' hands. And I think what they're asking Martinez to do is a little different than what they were doing against Wisconsin. You know, I think against Wisconsin, they wanted him to, they tried to turn him into a little bit more of a drop-back passer, whereas Saturday what you saw is, that he, pre-snap, it was decided where the ball was going. It was to get the ball out of your hands in a hurry and let those guys do something with it. And I think that's absolutely the right approach, when you've got guys like Kenny Bell and Jamal Turner, and we saw some real nice moves out of Amir Abdullah. So I think Nebraska's continuing to tweak that offense and into ways that they can be most effective and make the fewest amount of mistakes, which will be key because Michigan State's defense, I think, is number two in the country in pass efficiency defense. So their secondaries, will eat you alive if you sit there and try to start picking them apart.
Aaron Babcock from Huskers Illustrated joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. By the way, folks, it has been announced that the Northwestern game next week, 2:30, Big Ten Network. So get ready for that if you still don't have Big Ten Network. 2:30 this week, 11 o'clock. Babs, I don't know. Everybody has a little bit different feeling about this, but I think all Husker fans hate 11 o'clock games, and I know that it hurts when your recruits are trying to come in and watch a football game. What are the positives and negatives of playing at 11 in the morning, especially such a big game?
Well, that's a good question. I think it definitely hurts Nebraska's crowd atmosphere, and now you're looking at Nebraska playing at 11 a.m. Saturday, 11 a.m. against against Iowa, and 2:30 against Northwestern. So it's definitely a negative for recruiting because, one, it's tough for those kids to get here. Two, I think it hurts the atmosphere. If there's a positive, maybe it's that, Kirk Cousins is still, rubbing the sleep out of his eyes and trying to get going. As good as he is, he hasn't been perfect this year. And, in fact, I thought he looked pretty poor against Ohio State. So, maybe you get a game like that where he's, throwing the ball into the third row instead of hitting his receivers. So, both teams have to play at 11. I know that's, cliche, but I guess I'd rather be the home team playing at 11 a.m. than the road team.
Aaron, you bring up Kirk Cousins. Obviously, that seems to be the type of quarterback that Nebraska has had some success against. You get Denard Robinson running around. You get Marquise Gray, a healthy Marquise Gray. I think he could have hurt Nebraska.
Keith Price.
Somebody that's a little bit more elusive that can get away. He's a drop back. He's a prototypical passer, pocket passer. That sets up well for Nebraska, does it not?
Yeah, you know, it potentially. The thing that you'd like to see is that with Nebraska's defenses in the past, they were really able to dial up the pressure and hurt those quarterbacks. And, you know, to this point in the year, Nebraska has not been able to pressure quarterbacks, no matter what style they play. And I think that's going to be key for them to get some sort of pressure and force Cousins out of his comfort zone. And, you know, when Nebraska's blitzed this year, they've really kind of gone, you know, just kind of a lazy blitz, you know, is how I would describe it. You've kind of seen guys that really aren't just going with their hair on fire, and I don't really understand that, because to me, if I've been given the green light to go ahead and go, I'm going to get after somebody. And now, obviously, there's situations where you're going to blitz and you're trying to also contain at the same time. But for me, I've just seen too many times where, you know, where guys are, you know, kind of gunning for a quarterback, but they're not really going 100%. So, and the other thing you haven't seen is you really haven't seen Nebraska blitz with their best players, you know, with like a Lavonte David. And so, you know, maybe they're saving some of that for a guy like Kirk Cousins. And I think they will absolutely have to find a way to get some pressure, whether it's, you know, and I think it'll have to be scheme, because I just don't think the front line, you know, has the ability to just generate their own pressure. So it could play into Nebraska's hands if they are able to do that. But again, we haven't. There's really nothing to lead you to believe that, you know, you should absolutely see that on Saturday.
I guess that leads in, and you've touched on it a little bit, leads into my last question, Aaron. Do you think the defense is getting better? Bo seemed to think that they were getting better, or at least they're doing things better. Do you think they're getting better?
You know, I think they're shoring some things up. You know, I know the coaches have privately told some people that, you know, they think feel like they're really close defensively. I haven't seen that. Of course, you know, these guys also said that, you know, they thought it could be one of their best defenses before the season started. So I think sometimes, you know, coaches get a little excited and say something that's maybe a little hyperbole. But, you know, I think they're improving, and I think part of that is because, just like Bo does every year, that defense improves a lot usually from, you know, the game one to game 12. And I think part of that is because they're moving guys around. They're putting guys on the field that are maybe going to make the plays. You know, I think you've seen Sean Fisher drop way off the depth chart. And, you know, so they're trying to shore some things up. They're using Eric Martin in some different ways. So, you know, I think we'll see. But, you know, they're going to be challenged in this passing game on Saturday. And you know, I'll be curious to see how often they go after Stanley Jean-Baptiste. I was a little surprised Minnesota didn't try to test him a little bit more with a young guy like that. But, you know, so I think you've seen them make some changes. You know, remember last year against Oklahoma State, that was when you saw a couple of guys benched, P.J. Smith and Courtney Osborne, you know, were playing quite a bit up until that point, and that's when Nebraska went ahead and made some personnel moves, and, you know, you've seen that over the last couple of weeks. So this staff seems to have the ability to really evaluate and adjust on the fly. I think this week will really tell you whether or not that defense has made any strides or not. But against the running game, you know, I don't think we've seen, you know, huge improvements there. But, you know, they'll get their chance to prove otherwise on Saturday.
It's all part of the process. Dayton Moore, Bo Pelini, the process. Huskers Illustrated.
Part of the process, yeah.
Aaron Babcock.
I had a nickel for every time I'd heard that.
Aaron, we appreciate your insight, as always, here on the Doug and Day Show. Thanks so much for the time today.
Hey, thanks. Keep up the great work, guys.
Thanks. We'll see you Saturday. Aaron Babcock joining us. Don't forget Bo Pelini's press conference at the bottom of the hour. And did you know that Kerry Cooper is still on the football team?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he made a catch Saturday. All of a sudden, here's one down there on the field. It's just crazy.
Once again, the Kyler Reed, we don't want him to get involved.
See, you're just Mr. Negativity.
Is that probably just part of the process missing?
I think Taylor's throwing more off his back foot now than he has been in the past. I mean, it is pheasant season, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
Back with Craig Schnitzler, head football coach at Kennesaw, and Bo Pelini's press conference here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Don't forget that all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Two locations in Kearney, along with Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte.
Youth basketball is just right around the corner, and what better place than the Kearney Family YMCA to learn and play the game. We invite all boys and girls ages 6 through 12 to come and play with us on Saturday mornings starting October 29th through December 17th. For more information, visit our website at kearneyymca.org or call us at 308-237-9622. El Kearney Family YMCA está teniendo un programa de basketball para niños y niñas edad 6 a 12. Los invitamos a aprender y jugar el partido de básquetbol cada sábado, comenzando el 29 de octubre hasta el 17 de diciembre. Para más información, llámenos a 308-237-9622 o visite nuestra página web kearneyymca.org. For more information, visit our website at kearneyymca.org or call us at 308-237-9622.
Let's follow it and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
When you're swinging a baseball bat, the more you hit, the better. When you're driving a car, not so much. That's why Monroe urges everyone to replace their worn shocks at 50,000 miles. Worn shocks not only affect ride comfort, they may also affect your car's ability to stop. And when you buy qualifying Monroe shocks or struts between September 1st and October 31st, you get up to $125 back by mail-in rebate. It's the extra savings you need and the extra safety you need more. Restrictions apply. Actual mileage may vary. Mail-in promotion details available at Monroe.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Sunshine develops across the area today with highs around 76. South winds will also increase to 10 to 20 miles per hour this afternoon. For tonight, with mainly clear skies, we'll head back to a low of 43. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 61.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Not everything goes according to plan. We saw that Thursday and Friday, and it set up maybe some different scenarios in the high school football playoffs. And the pairings are out, the times are out, and for Kennesaw, the number one seed in D1 of the Western bracket, they'll take on Arapahoe. I've seen a lot weaker 16 seeds in my day. I'll tell you about that, and we'll talk about all of these games as the week progresses. But we want to start off our playoff week with the head coach of the number one Kennesaw Blue Devils, Craig Schnitzler. He joins us for a few minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning and congratulations on a great season so far.
Well, thank you. It's been an exciting year so far, and we look forward to the playoffs.
How's your son, first of all? he got a little bit banged up the other night. How is he?
He should be ready to go by Thursday. Hurt his finger, but I think he'll be on the field on Thursday.
We knew, and it's been talked about as the year has progressed here, that it just seems to be more wide open in D1. Your team seems to be as consistent as anybody in D1. I mean, we thought maybe South Loop, all of a sudden they get beat. Garden County looks pretty good out there. there's not going to be an easy game for your football team, and you've had quite a few during the regular season score-wise. But boy, Arapahoe, then maybe an Alma, then you got maybe another rematch. You get some good stuff with Shelton down the road or Garden County. This will be earned if you guys can take it all the way to Lincoln.
Oh, absolutely. There's, like you said, there's some excellent teams in the West bracket, and you know, I think it's going to be important that you stay healthy throughout the games, and because you got to have your best kids on the field in order to get through this West side. And you know, we just got to take one game at a time, and we've done that all year. I think you look back at some of the teams we've played, four of them have given us 50-point victories, and we've won those fairly easily. You know, as the game went, we got control of them, and they're all in the playoffs. There's six total on a regular season that are in the playoffs, and so, you know, we feel like we're playing well. We've been consistent offensively and defensively for the most part, with the exception of the Palmer game. We really haven't given up many points. So, you know, looking at that, we feel like we're capable of playing well in the playoffs, and we're really looking forward to that.
And Craig, just kind of following up on that, he touched on your son at quarterback, obviously, and D-back, but you take a look at the depth. You've got a chance almost every game to play all your kids. On one side, have your starters played enough, and on the other, you comfortable that you are deep enough if somebody gets dinged up?
I think we are. I think we showed it last Friday that our depth is good. We had six varsity players not in uniform. And then Tyler going down in the second quarter. And so we had some new kids step up, and they've been playing a lot. They just haven't been in that starting role. And so we feel like we're in good shape there. And we're going to need it in the playoffs. You know, this Arapahoe team, they're a very good 4-4 ball club. The teams that have beat them have not beat them by much, and they're all 6-2, 7-1 teams. And so, you know, right out of the gate, we've got to make sure we're ready to play.
When you looked at the bracket when it was announced overall, and we mentioned the tough teams, was it okay? That's fine with us. Could you think you could have got a better? Was there a team out there that you saw or heard about that said they may be the team to beat?
No, not really. We kind of thought it was going to come down to either Rapo or Franklin, and we had already played Franklin, and you know, this is nice. It gives us somebody different we haven't seen to this point, and it's going to create some different challenges for our kids, and we're going to see a pistol formation throughout the whole game. We haven't seen that before, and so it's just a different look, different ball club, and should be an exciting atmosphere.
Well, I can't believe 7-1 teams can be 8 seeds, and that's where Alma is, and that could be the second round game. Let's talk a little bit more about your ball club. Craig Schnitzler of Kennesaw joins us. A lot is made of your son. What about the cast that has went around him, running the football defensively, special teams? It seems like you're clicking everywhere.
We really are. I think we've got we're playing well at all assets of the game. Not only is Tyler playing well, but our whole backfield, leading with our fullback Kogan Thompson and our I-backs Gavin Robinson and Dylan Magnuson. They've all done a tremendous job running the football. But it all starts up front with that front five, who have opened some big holes. They've dominated as games have gone on physically, and that's kind of what we lay our hat on. You know, we want to dominate the line of scrimmage, and these guys take a lot of pride in it, and it's been good so far. And you know, defensively, that's probably the area we, coming into the season, we felt we really had to get better at.
Great.
And I think, go ahead.
No. You finish up. You're fine. Sorry about that.
Oh, well, I think defensively, the kids have really stepped up. We've done a tremendous job on the defensive side. We're not giving up many points. They're making plays. We've got gang tackling. Just, you know, the overall play has just been outstanding. And of course, we had a lot of kids back, so you would have thought, you hope that you'd be better on the defensive side, and they certainly have stepped up to that challenge.
You go back to Doug's question, though. Your closest game this season was 26 points. That was the second game of the year. Are you comfortable if you do get into a tight one, that your kids are in the type of game shape they need to be in the third and fourth quarters?
Well, I think so. We've worked at it throughout practices, and I know, you know, it takes games to really find that stuff out. But I think they are. They've played into the third quarter. We've had a couple games into the fourth, and I know that's not maybe answering your question, but I think we are physically ready to go four quarters, and I feel like we've got the ability to score at any time, every play.
I think you have scored almost every play, haven't you?
Yeah.
Good Lord. That was the lowest output of the year, 44 points. Everything else is psychotic in the last two games, 74 points. I mean, it's probably pretty fun right now in Kennesaw.
It is. You know, the kids have really stepped up. You know, and last Friday, it was fairly close. And, you know, we brought in our third-string quarterback, and he did a tremendous job, Trevor Burr, of running the offense, getting the ball to the fullback, the I-backs, and we just had a big night running, and you know, we can score points in a hurry, and that's going to get tougher as we get into the playoffs, because you're talking about, you know, every week you got to play a 6-2, 7-1 ball club, and so it's going to get tougher, and I think our depth will certainly play a big factor in that.
Trevor Burr, also a big fan of Matt Turman. Coach, we'll let you get back to working things over at Kennesaw, and we look forward to seeing you deep into the playoffs. Thanks for giving us a couple minutes.
All right, you bet. Thank you, guys.
Craig Schnitzler, head football coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils. They host Arapahoe Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Here's what we've got for you as far as the playoff times. In case you have not heard these yet, let's run them down for you, involving area teams to the best of our ability. Thursday is C&D in C1. The first game is in St. Paul. Shadron comes out to take on St. Paul. That's at 1:30. They've met before in the playoffs. At 5:30, Gothenburg is at Sandy Creek. Grand Island Central Catholic is at Pierce. That's a rematch of the quarterfinal game last year that Pierce won. At 7 o'clock, Minden hosts Central City. That's the game we'll have on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM Friday night. Or Thursday night, excuse me. In C2, Hastings St. Cecilia for the second straight year. We'll start with Bayard. I know they're looking forward to that. Remember, St. Pat's beat them 58-0. That's not going to be pretty. Bayard at St. Cecilia, Duncan Field, 2:30 Thursday. 5 o'clock, Sutton at Cambridge. 6 o'clock on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic hosting Thayer Central, somebody new. 7 o'clock, Donovan Troubles at North Platte St. Pat's, and Blue Hill is at Ravenna. The Blue Hill-Ravenna game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. In D1, 4 o'clock, North Central let's start at 3, Shelton hosting Sandhills Thedford. 4 o'clock, Franklin at Elgin. It'll be North Central at Alma and Clearwater Orchard at South Loop. 7 o'clock, Arapahoe at Kennesaw. Elm Creek will be at Overton. And in D2, 4 o'clock, Hayes Center at Loomis. 5 o'clock, Potterdix at Bertrand. 6 o'clock, Lindsay Holy Family at Giltner. 6:30, Litchfield at Pleasanton. 7 o'clock, Brady will be at SEM. Then on Friday night, it's Class A and B. Columbus at Grand Island. Kearney hosting Papillion La Vista. Both kick off at 7 o'clock. You can hear the Kearney game on Classic Hits, 98.9 from Foster Field. And in Class B, Gehring is at Adams Central. They're still trying to get a time worked out with Hastings College. You would assume that would be, I don't know. I would assume it would be a night game. I mean, it is Friday, so we'll see what they do. Aurora hosting Norris at 7 o'clock. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, a little more talk on the football scene and Bo Pelini's press conference from Lincoln.
We the real people may not be ready for the weather to change, but we know our cars better be.
Coming to Sears Auto Center today. It's Fall Car Care Month, the perfect time of year to gear up with great prices on top tire brands like Michelin and Goodyear, a Valvoline oil change, and America's most trusted battery, DieHard. And service from certified mechanical technicians with an average of 12 years under their tool belts. Go to SearsAuto.com for money-saving offers and coupons. That's real confidence for real drivers. Sears Auto Center.
Okay, JCPenney knows you don't like ads for clothes, but dressing with style is something every man should know, right up there with how to use a pocket knife and drive a stick shift. So listen up and we'll plow right through this. JCPenney takes the mystery out of looking great with Life Khaki by Haeger. From laid-back chinos to dressed-up trousers, Life Khaki's got the pants you need for just about anything. And starting now until Saturday, Life Khaki pants are only $36.99. JCPenney, everybody wins. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends November 1st.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today with highs around 76. South winds will also increase to 10 to 20 miles per hour this afternoon. For tonight, with mainly clear skies, we'll head back to a low of 43. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 61.
Have Cleveland and Seattle taken another bye week? 6-3. Good football. Good.
When you can't make under 30-yard field goals, you're just not a good football team. And Tony Soprano, is he he ought to be fired.
Same thing, right?
Just some bad NFL football yesterday.
888-455-ESPN. Speaking of bad, how about our picks this last weekend?
Oh.
Merritt, we just got rolled. We had a great week last week, right? I go like
define we.
Well, not this week. The week before.
Merritt's saying he's not in the week conversation. Well, it's me and you.
Well, yeah. Merritt did okay. This would you go 6-4?
Yes.
Of course, he makes his selections on Sunday. I would like to say congratulations to Big Daddy. He went 3-7 and smoked me. Absolutely smoked me. I went 2-8, but the caller comes through. Mark from Holdridge by going 500. That's good enough. 5-5, good enough for the win. And so Mark is in for the grand prize for Misco Sports at the end of the year in our bowl bonanza, and that pool seems to be getting bigger.
Yeah.
Maybe the largest ever. So we'll try it again this Friday. Big Daly's Pigskin Pick'em. Also, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Jeff, our Powder Blue Royals fan, says, I haven't heard much talk about Oklahoma's home winning streak being snapped by the unranked Texas Tech Red Raiders. Nebraska loses to a ranked Wisconsin, and every talking head in the business is taking shots. What gives, Daddy?
Well, Travis Lewis ran his mouth after the Huskers got beat on via Twitter. About maybe you should try a different conference, like Conference USA. You can't win the Big Ten anyway. Well, at least Wisconsin was still a rated team, Travis. So maybe you're the one that needs to try Conference USA. But to just come out and lay an egg like that is, you know, you come out. I know there was a weather delay. But you know what? There was also a weather delay for Texas Tech.
It was strange. Bo Pelini's press conference. We're awaiting the coach to enter the room here in just a moment. And when you enter your room and you go, what is that? Why is that still here? Winter's coming. I'm going to be inside much more. I do not want to set. Why is that spring through my chair? No. It's time to go see the folks at Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. No need to move your furniture or clear a room before your Bruce Furniture delivery. They'll gladly take care of the heavy work for you as well. Bruce Furniture saves you the effort of moving your stuff around with just the right movers for you, just the right service. You stop by. There's no fine print. There's no after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons. You want the new living room set. You need a new dining room table. You need a Serta mattress for your bedroom. Need the Lazy Boy or Lane recliner. It's all right there. Mike and the entire gang at any of their stores are there to help you with the great sales staff and great friendly folks at every store. Bruce Furniture, check them out online, brucefurniture.com. You can Facebook them up. Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Just right for you. Again, UNK a win, 38-14 over New Mexico Highlands, and Pueblo did win for the fans out there. Lopers need that to continue to happen to make the postseason playoffs. Hastings College fell to Morningside, 38-14. We'll talk with Tony Harper and Daryl Morris on tomorrow's show. Also hunt down another high school football coach in the playoffs this week.
Don't forget our Husker lunch.
That's coming up
big
Wednesday.
Big game.
Folks, you can talk about Minnesota, but I know you want to talk about Michigan State. Boy, I've seen the Michigan State Saturday. I saw the Michigan State that lost to Ohio State when we didn't think maybe either team was good. I think we found out a lot more. And all of a sudden, and that's coming up at Cunningham's on Wednesday, and we will have that for you. More with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report on Wednesday. We do the show from 11 to 12. They're open for lunch every day at Cunningham's, so all you got to do is swing in and enjoy some lunch. So much to choose from. And then at 12, Steve Sipple or Sean Callahan, I think it's Sip this week, comes in and discusses what went on up at Minnesota. The new ballpark. I heard it was great up there. Maybe Wyoming-esque. I think we're about ready for Bo Pelini, by the way, and we'll swing it to Lincoln here in just a moment. But that is coming up on Wednesday. And what happened to Illinois?
Yeah, they were the second coming of the second best team in all the land. And, yeah, bleh. That is not a good deal. And, by the way, the Saints just scored again.
How can you be that bad as a professional football team? Who's worse, Colts or Rams?
Colts.
Dolphins.
Well, yeah. And I said Tim Tebow's a winner. I didn't watch the game yesterday, but he must not be very good yesterday against a team that's not very good.
That's what all these people chanting Tebow, outside practice facilities. They don't. John Fox has been around football. It's kind of like, why is Taylor Martinez Nebraska's quarterback? Because they watch the other guys in practice, and they're worse than Taylor Martinez.
Yeah, it doesn't mean your number one guy is a Heisman Trophy guy. It just means he's the best you got.
You're playing the best one you got. And then,
by the way, how'd your selections go on Friday?
I'm terrible.
You're not terrible, but you have leveled off from greatness. I will say that.
2-4. I can't get anything close. I'm non-existent. Green Bay, you know,
If it wasn't for Akron, you would be terrible.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Akron, thank God for the Zips.
Way to go, Frankie Solich.
2-4.
You were right on Ohio in the college. You missed on Wisconsin and Utah. I can't figure out Utah. One week they're playing great. The next they just get smoked. And then in the NFL, you were right on the Jets and needed a great comeback for that one. Could not get it right with Arizona's Cardinals and Green Bay's Packers, although the Packers should never give up 27 points to Minnesota. But that's a rivalry game. I kind of had a feeling when you made that pick. And I owe you lunch. Grand Island couldn't hold on to a 21-0 lead on Saturday. Suffered their first loss. I know that's not what Coach Tomlin wanted.
No.
Things were rolling well.
But it came down to they were ahead by 4. You know, it was going to be 14. They must have missed an extra point. And I thought, perfect. This will be better taking lunch off of Doug when they win by 13 and feel good about everything.
And the spread on Friday was 13.5.
Yes, I was loving lunch by a half a point.
By the way, all this time we could talk about, but congratulations to the Kearney Bearcat cross country team winning the state championship on Friday. The Ord Chanticleers winning in Class D. Lexington had some individuals that did very well. All the kids, too numerous to mention. Great event, perfect weather. Nobody bungled anything up. NSAA, thumbs up. UNK, thumbs up. All the volunteers it takes to run that, thumbs up. I wish state cross country just Xerox that baby, and we'll do it every year just like that.
The one thing, the girl going for a fourth title lost by a third of a second or half a second or something.
Andrea Weeder going for her fourth consecutive state title got passed in the kick down the final 50 yards, 30 yards, 20 yards. And the same girl that beat her in districts beat her at state. That would be tough, although she seemed okay. She seemed okay. You know, hey, you got 3 gold medals. Let's get a different colored one. Silver. Bo Pelini somehow being detained, apparently, here a little late in Lincoln for the Bo Pelini press conference. When the coach does enter the room, we will hear from him about Michigan State. It's going to be a big week, though, so I imagine maybe getting some national stuff done on this Monday.
Yeah, I think this is going to be one of the marquee games out there. And who would have thought that Oklahoma, Kansas State, and Nebraska Michigan State, you know, about 2.5 hours apart on the national scene will be a huge, huge game. Game day is going to be at Stanford and USC.
People were asking me yesterday, where's game day going to be? Will they come to Lincoln? I said no, because they don't do the same team 2 weeks in a row. And I said, well, who will it be? I said, I'll bet it's Stanford, USC. I think we're ready to go to Lincoln, folks. Bo Pelini has put on the mic. Let's go to Lincoln for the Coach's Weekly Press Conference here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I think Michigan State's a good football team. Talented, well-coached. But they're a good team.
Did you watch the end of the game the other night? Did you see it?
I didn't see it, but I saw the highlights of it. Saw it on film.
What did you think of that final play?
Crazy play, huh? I don't know. It was a good football game. Kind of ended, you know, great for Michigan State. Bad deal for Wisconsin.
You make connections to Barkley and Tony?
I know Mark. I mean, I've known him for a while, since back when he was at Youngstown State. Good football coach.
Did your staff come here a couple years ago? Look at your defense? You look at their
Yeah, we spent a little time together. I've known their D coordinator for a while. No big deal.
So there's a pretty good relationship here.
I think they're good coaches, and I've known them for a while, and I think they do some good things, and they're good people. I mean,
it didn't look like Kyler played Saturday. What's his situation? Is he available?
Yeah, he was available last Saturday too.
Was that an injury situation?
Uh huh.
That an injury?
It was, yeah. I mean, but he was an injury we could have played, but we weren't going to play him unless we felt we needed him.
Watching Michigan State's defense, what have they done really well this year to put them where they're at right now?
I think they play hard, they play physical, they got some good players. They do what you have to do to play good defense. I mean, I think they execute well, they have a good mix of pressure and four-man rush, and they got some good football players over there. They didn't do anything magical, but I think they just execute what they want to do very well, and they're well coached.
You've been around some good D tackles. What do you think of Terrell Ward? Do you think?
I think he's a good player. Where he fits, I don't know. I mean, that's more for the NFL guys to figure that out, but I think he's a good football player. Really good.
Can you talk about the strides your offensive line has made the since the beginning of the season to now, just where they're at?
I think we've been making some progress. I thought at times last week we didn't play very well. I thought at times we've done some good. We did some good things, but I think there's a lot more out there for us. And I think what we have to do is, you know, keep working on the consistency aspect of it. That's where we get ourselves. And there were times last week we didn't play very well up front. And we got to execute.
Three freshman running backs got quite a few touches in the last game. How crucial is that going forward to getting them reps in game situations?
Well, we want to keep bringing them along. I mean, we think all three of those guys are going to be good football players for us and are good football players for us. But Rex is, you know, our lead guy for sure, one of our go-to guys. But he can't do it by himself. He's got to, you got to give him – you want to make sure he gets his touches, but at the same time, you want to get those other guys on the field and be able to rest Rex at the same time and keep him fresh. So that becomes important, and especially in a game like that where we got out ahead, we wanted to use the second half to get a lot of other guys in the game that haven't played quite as much up to this point.
What are your impressions of Kirk Cousins, not like on the field, but what he brings to that team in terms of leadership?
Well, he's an impressive guy. I mean, first time around him was at the Big Ten meetings, and obviously really impressed with the guy. I think he's going to have – I think he's an outstanding football player, and I don't know this to be a fact, but I assume a great leader. And I think he's an impressive young man, somebody who I think is going to have tremendous success off the field once he's done with his playing career. I mean, he's just one of those guys that has an aura about him, and he's obviously a very intelligent kid. So I was real impressed by him, and I think he's a good football player.
Has Aaron Green kind of moved into the number two spot behind Burkhead?
Why do you say that?
I just didn't see he was getting secured the first half.
So did Amir Abdullah, and yeah, I mean, we have a lot of confidence in Aaron. We have a lot of confidence in really all three of those young freshmen have done some really good things. So it's a little bit of a field thing. It's how we practice, but we feel like we have four running backs we can go to whenever we need them.
How do you feel those interior D linemen held up against Minnesota, specifically Randall and Rome?
I thought they played well. I thought we did some good things. We didn't play perfect by any means, but I thought they did pretty well.
You guys went with Rome as the starter. What led you guys to go with him as your starter in that game with the guys like Terrence, the good guys behind him?
The week of practice and how things came off, and I wouldn't read much into it. We believe we got, four starters there, guys that we, have a lot of confidence in that can go in and play.
How's Stanley's progression going since he's moving over there in the last couple of weeks?
Well, he's. I think he continues to learn, to grow. I thought he did some good things in the game. I thought I think there's a lot of things he can improve on. I think just the more time there, the more comfortable and the better he's going to get. He wasn't challenged a whole heck of a lot in the game. I think that the more time is, he every day is important for Stanley. To get develop an understanding of what we're doing and how to do it. And not enough hours in a day for a guy like him.
Our team's thrown away from Kevin. They're just trying to avoid his size. You notice that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, probably to a certain extent, but he's a good football player, so. Don't want to go over there too much, I don't think, but I've seen some teams throw at him.
Well, I know that you got to take care of you, but as a coach,
I don't worry about that because I'm not in that situation. But around here, our approach is it doesn't really matter how you win a game or. For that matter, lose a game, you go to the next thing. I'm sure that's the same approach they take.
But momentum does not carry over week to week, or can it?
What do you mean momentum? I mean, you're playing a different football team, a different situation, different place, all those things. You're not going to gain that much momentum from a situation like that. I don't really know. I don't buy into that.
They were down 14-0 in that game. How impressed were you with the composure they kept, considering Wisconsin's been a team that's kind of delivered a knockout blow to a lot of people this year?
I thought they hung with it. They just kept executing. They didn't panic. They just kept running, doing their stuff. And they made a couple big plays to get back into the game and really finished the first half really strong. And then... They just kind of hung in there. And, once they got ahead, they increased the lead. They kind of answered the bell every time they needed to, which, sign of a good football team.
You have to win here to keep control of your fate in the division?
No. I mean, our guys understand what's at stake. They understand what the situation is. I mean, every game is a must win. I mean, it's the way you look at it. The only way you win all your games and you control your own destiny. If you don't, then you lose control. I mean, that's pretty obvious. So our guys understand what's at stake.
Lance Thoreau.
Bell got some pretty good amount of playing time this week. What have you seen from him this year that made you think that he's ready to start playing more?
I think Lance is a good football player, and he adds something to us when he's in there. Simple as that. I mean, he's a we have a lot of mix. You know, we've been doing some mixing around, moving guys around, and trying to play the guy's strengths, and we thought he could add something. I thought he played well the other day.
Well, is that remain a week-to-week thing, playing that nickel, or is it something you're looking at the second half?
No, everything, you know, everything can be a week-to-week personnel-wise. Depends on what we feel we need to do to win the game.
Just be clear on Reed. Will he practice this week, and is he available?
Uh-huh. He practiced last week. He practiced last Thursday, and like I said, we could have played him in the game. He was available to play, but we weren't going to play him if we didn't need to use him.
Do you see defense as mocking him because of the season he had last year? Is it hard to free him up?
Who?
I
don't know.
The defense is kind of know where he is every time he's out.
I would assume so. He's a good football player, but I don't think they're doing anything out of the ordinary to try to stop him. You know, Kyler's made some big plays for us, and I think he'll continue to make some big plays. He's a good player, explosive player.
Austin Cassidy said after the game that the defense really focused on, you know, taking care of yourself. Don't worry about your teammates. Just focus on yourself. Have you noticed the defense getting better in that regard the last couple weeks?
Well, that's what we've been preaching from day one, you know, of executing and playing team defense and have 11 guys on the same page. And I thought we did some good things the other day. We got a lot of things we need to correct. You know, thought we did some good things on defense the other day.
Anything else today, guys?
Coach, one last thing.
You mentioned Rex
and
how he's been here kind of go-to guy. Can you talk about the consistency
you've
seen from him this season?
From Rex Burkhead? I've said this. I think Rex is a tremendous football player, and he's the same every day. You know, doesn't matter whether it's a practice, a walkthrough, whatever it may be, he's always on, and he prepares the right way, and he plays with an attitude. He's a leader. I mean, I think Rex, pound for pound, you know, is as good a football player as you're going to want to be, as you're going to be around, and I think it shows on how he plays on Saturday.
I think he's overlooked a little bit nationally.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. I think the coaches that play against him, who watch him on film, have a real appreciation for him. You know, nationally, I don't know. Maybe he's not flashy enough, or he doesn't talk enough. I don't know what it is, but. It's pretty obvious how good a football player he is. He'll have a long career ahead of him.
You worry about losing him a year early?
Rex, no. I mean, he'd have to. That'd be a personal decision by Rex, but knowing him and knowing his family, I think he's here to play 4 years of football. But that's something we'll talk about down the road. Not right now.
I think you mentioned last week how he always wants to, you know, get reps in practice. He's always jumping in even when you tell him to sit out. You know, do you ever want him to dial it down in practice maybe?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's hard to get him to dial it down. But, you know, I mean, you have to do it just by getting him out of there. When he's in there, he's going to compete and he's going to go 100 miles an hour. But you got to just find your times to get him his rest, get him out of there. Let him watch and coach the other guys. But, you know, I mean, it's a great problem to have because he's a tremendous example for the young guys on our team.
Anything else?
That's it. Thanks, guys.
Yes, that was a Lance Thorell reference. Yeah, baby! 2-3! 2-3! That's so great. I'm sorry. I know it's Minnesota. I want to run home and get my Lance shirt on right now. It's awesome.
Bo Pelini, I thought at the beginning we were going to go, oh, no, this is going to be no bulletin board material press conference. Short answers, good football team, good player, good coach, looking forward to it. Had it by the book, and it did open up a little bit from the coach. Kyler Reed, you had questions about what's happening to Kyler Reed. Are they answered? He says there's a minor injury.
What's a minor injury? Half tear of an ACL?
Turf toe?
Yeah, I don't. You know, minor to Bo, I have no idea what minor to Bo is. Severed spine, rub some dirt on it, get back in there.
Well, here we go. Jordan Carney says, hey, guys, just so you know, Kyler Reed was rumored, and we love these, that's why we have sports talk shows, rumored to have a wrap on his knee on the sideline. Not sure if true, but just something I heard. Also, Tebow for president. Sarcastically, yours, Jordan and Carney.
Thanks, Jordan. I'm the Tebow stuff's going to get, I mean, it's already getting...
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm rooting for the guy. I may have not. There was too much of him in college. I get that, but he was great. He was. They won. That's great. I don't like all the negativity he's getting. He's one man. It's like trying to run over Taylor Martinez 3 weeks ago because he was the worst. You know, and again, folks, if you've been out there, and we could have posted it on the website, but you can see it at Huskers.com. The Ohio State greatest comeback in school history, we played that, and we'll probably do it again. But a lot more of that locker room speech and the team hugging Taylor Martinez. Of course, he was the only one really not there in the picture until they yelled about him. And he had his, you know, moment and game balls to Rex. And, you know, you can see more on that if you want to check that out.
Pretty cool.
It made it all over Facebook, Huskers.com, Lincoln Journal Star website, all the websites over the weekend. Yeah, it's pretty neat. It's Bo being Bo in the locker room, man. That's what it is. And if you want to be you in the locker room, Complete Nutrition is going to help you out.
Well, whether you're looking to lose weight, gain strength, tone, or energy, and maintain a healthy weight and metabolism, that's why you go to Complete Nutrition, a conveniently located for you in Grand Island, just north of Gordman's off of Highway 281. If you're in Kearney, just north of Sunmart, right along 2nd Avenue, ask them about the CTS 360 Complete Toning System. Attack fat from every angle, boost your metabolism, accelerate weight loss, tone that stubborn fat, control appetite and cravings, maximize weight loss while you sleep. Talk to one of the trained professionals today at Complete Nutrition or go to CompleteNutrition.com for more information or call them. 338-1FITS, that's 338-1348 in Kearney, or 382-TONE, that's 382-8663 in Grand Island. Today, look better, feel better, perform better, Complete Nutrition. It all starts today when you make that commitment.
It'll be the highlight of your workout, and we're back with more after this.
Hey, Golic.
Yes, Greeny.
You see the new HD TVs at La Quinta Inns and Suites?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, they're amazing. All those channels, all that crisp detail. I feel like I'm home.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the latest HD technology.
Why?
I'm not what you'd call HD ready.
Oh, Golic, look at you. No wrinkles, swarthy complexion. You look HD adorable.
You really think so?
No, but I'm afraid those HD TVs at La Quinta are here to stay.
I think I like radio better.
Well, you do have the face for that.
Ah, walked right into that one.
Many La Quinta Inns and Suites now have the newest in HD technology, so book your next stay at LQ.com.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grand Island has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
farmers. Investing in irrigation could be the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So why not invest in the best? Buy a quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during T&L's Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Call T&L Irrigation or your T&L dealer today to learn more. T&L, proven technology that works.
The 2011 World Series on ESPN Radio. After the first four games of the World Series, the Cardinals and Rangers sit tied at two games each.
Swing and a miss, he got him.
Now it's the best of three as we head to the final game in Texas.
Happily a swing and a drive. Deep left field, it is gone.
Game five of the Rangers and Cardinals.
Pregame at 6, first pitch at 7:05 tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunshine develops across the area today with highs around 76. South winds will also increase to 10 to 20 miles per hour this afternoon. For tonight, with mainly clear skies, we'll head back to a low of 43. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
I love this week. I love next week just as much. But football, playoffs going, final week of the regular season for volleyball. Sub-districts begin 1 week from today. You whack jobs are going to be out doing your Halloween stuff. Huskers and Halloween this Saturday. Look out, folks. Look out. You know, sometimes it can be a hassle to get your Halloween costume together or the kids' Halloween costume together or just get them to...
There's a lot of hassles in life, frankly.
Or just to get some of their candy out of their bag when they get home.
Buying a car shouldn't be one of them.
Right, Fast Willie? Yeah, shouldn't have hassle when you're getting a car from the Midway Auto Group at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. In fact, you can get what you want. You know, you go to a house, trick-or-treat, there's the damn apple. No. Maybe you want a nice conservative apple. Midway will get that for you. Maybe you want something a little sporty. Maybe you want some Reese's peanut butter cups. Maybe you want
a corn dog.
Oh, jeez. Good Lord. Daddy actually gave a kid, what was it? It was a bag of frozen corn dogs?
No,
a package of frozen
corn dogs.
They come
individually wrapped, so that's what I give out at Halloween.
You're such a tool.
Kids love them. We're the best.
That never happens. You never get that at Midway. You come on a lot. They help you find the vehicle that meets your needs and your budget. And you know what the price is right from the get-go because it's right there on the window on every one of their vehicles, new or pre-owned. Keep it simple, hassle-free, and stress-free. It's there for you right now, as always, at the Midway Auto Group, located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Midway, it's a better way. Think Midway.
Actually, just got a text from Andy. He said a new pickup this week. You drive it off the lot. He will drive and get you a case of corn dogs individually wrapped that I give away. So those are free. He's throwing that in with the pickup.
Cool. This will be a good week. I like corn dogs. What else did you have for us today, big fella?
Wow, all the football over the weekend. And, we hit on Oklahoma. We hit on, the end of the Wisconsin game is...
K-State shows they're pretty good. Oklahoma State got a little bit of a challenge, but nobody's been able to stop them. Oklahoma State now gets real interesting because if Okie State wins that, Oklahoma's going to a second-tier bowl.
Well, Kansas State is ranked ahead of Oklahoma, and Oklahoma's got a two-touchdown favorite at Kansas State.
There's way too much stupidity out there. There's just way too much. And I believe Wisconsin is behind Nebraska now in the BCS standings.
True dat.
Oh, and something else. World Series, Game 5 tonight here on ESPN. And you know what? I know we love football, but we love Game 5 of the World Series way more than we love Ravens, Jaguars. So Game 5 of the World Series tonight. There's a guaranteed Game 6 on Wednesday because they're even at two games apiece. And then high school football playoffs begin Thursday on our network of stations. What do you think about the World Series? All of a sudden you go from 15-6 or whatever it ended up Saturday night to 4-0.
All I gotta say is cocky mustache, Holland. That thing you got growing on your lip is awesome. I bet all of Texas is embracing it. Great job by him. You didn't like when Ron Washington took him out of the game last night.
He just overmanaged. Yeah, it'd been a long day yesterday, and it just he walks out there. You can see the kid doesn't want to come out of the ball game. It's a long conversation on the mound. in the background, you can see the scoreboard in the background. He's throwing a two-hitter in the World Series in the ninth inning at home, and you haven't got anything better to do than go out and yank him. All you're doing is setting yourself up for something stupid to happen. And it started. St. Louis got something going, but they're able to finish the shutout. You just don't see complete games anymore. There was no reason to go get this kid. And on the other side, you can say, well, if you leave him in there one more guy, you know what? You leave him in for one more guy, he still can't get the loss. There'd be two guys on base instead of one. It just struck me wrong. You're correct. Let the kid finish what he started. He's the reason you're going into game five, even at two apiece. And a three-run home run. Also, here's something you never see. Golf is making changes in their rules, and they still got a ways to go. They'll no longer be penalized if their ball moves after it's been addressed in one of a number of rule change announced today by the sport's governing body. Players can now smooth sand or soil before playing from a hazard. Very beneficial on number three at Meadowlark Hills for some of us. In addition, they'll no longer be automatically disqualified from a tournament if they start late, but within 5 minutes of their tee time, i.e. Jim Furyk. Alarm clock didn't go off. The Royal and Ancient Golf Club is responsible for administering the sport's rules. The changes take effect January 1st. Padraig Harrington says the changes give players a little bit of a break. Remember, golfers could have been punished if the wind moved their ball after they addressed it, mostly on putts. That was seen as one of the harshest penalties in golf. So even they at Royal and Ancient are coming around. And Nebraska volleyball, don't forget it. Will they be number one today? John Cook was asked after the game. He says he's really not concerned. I don't think they'll be number one today. One of the California Pac-12 schools will probably be number one. UNK volleyball is 23-1. Woo-hoo! Are you kidding me? UNO rolls in tomorrow night. Then they have their toughest road games of the year at Regis and Metro, two nationally ranked teams this weekend, which will determine a lot. And the number one team in the country got beat this weekend for the first time in all year.
The Minnesota?
Yeah, by the number four team. So UNK probably won't move up in the polls.
Same region.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In UNK's region, by the way.
Going to be a lot of fun. So great job, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tony Harper, Hastings College. Daryl Morris is going to join us as well, another high school football coach. We want to thank Craig Stitzler from Kennesaw, and we want to thank Aaron Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, and for Bo Pelini saying how great Lance Thorell is.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, Central Nebraska, the ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.